Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the Pork Therapy Couch.
Yes, are they on the Pork Therapy Couch? Are we even on the couch?
Well, I'm on it, you're on it, they're about to be on it.
I thought we were on the love seat.
Oh, shit, we're not even on the couch.
Well, whatever, it doesn't really matter that much. They can't even... You can join us on the virtual couch or virtual love seat or whatever you want to call it.
We got a whole room full of plush furniture, so just join
exactly.
us on one of them.
And we have a shag carpet, too.
Oi.
Yeah.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Anyway, welcome to our episode about, what are we talking about tonight, Mike?
We're going to be talking about forgiveness tonight.
We are.
I forgive you for not remembering that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. was an example of forgiveness in action, right?
And that was
the whole episode.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Peace out.
Well, yeah, I think we might need to do a better job of addressing the topic than that. So, should we start out by, talking about, well, first of all, who asked us this question?
Well, even if I did remember, we've promised anonymity unless someone explicitly says, I want my name there.
Hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I pretty much ask you that question every time, and you give me the same answer, so I should just stop asking.
Well, I guess sometimes I pretend not remembering, but this time I don't remember who asked this question.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we'll answer it anyway.
Okay.
So, what is forgiveness?
What is it?
Is that the whole question?
Actually, it might have been me that asked this question, because...
Okay, it was you.
Because I really don't know what forgiveness is, exactly. Mm. I mean, I can forgive somebody... But I don't really know what it is.
Well, how can you forgive them if you don't know what you're doing?
Because it's an old ingrained habit, and it's an abusive language that I grew up with, and I think I know when I really think about it, what is forgiveness?
Hmm.
I forgive you for, you know, being late to pick me up. Well, what does that mean? I mean, what if you do it every time? Do I forgive you every time? If I say that, is it just like saying bless you, which is meaningless? I mean...
Well, it depends on... It's a case-by-case basis, I guess.
I mean, bless you when you sneeze,
you can use any word without really meaning it.
Right, and that's what
you can say, I love you, or you're my friend, when you don't really, truly mean that.
Right, and I think that's how I was using forgiveness when... Well, let's just try and define it. Do you know what it is?
Hmm. Well, I think it's like the Supreme Court judge in the porno. And he said, I know it when I see it, right?
Oh, God. I forgive you for that analogy.
That's a cop-out. That really is
that's
a cop-out.
Judge out.
It's a bad... And we don't want to compare anything to these corrupt judges anyway, but...
Well, in some cases... So I've heard some people say that forgiveness...
Okay, let's talk about what it is, the elements of forgiveness. I think there has to be a transgression. So one person has to offend another person.
So it's just offense. It's not an aggression.
It could be an aggression, too.
Okay, okay.
Has
so go
to
on.
Do something that another person doesn't like or doesn't appreciate.
Okay, so there's that.
Something that creates a conflict between two people.
Okay.
Right?
So there has to be something to forgive.
Yes, there has to be okay. some action or some...
I think it has to be an action.
Miscommunication or some kind
that's
of...
That's an action.
Yeah. I think you could classify everything as an action. So
okay.
some action has to be done by one person to another person, or not done when it was promised, or
right.
something like that. It's an act of omission.
Yep.
And the person who was wronged, or slighted, or embarrassed, or whatever...
Right.
...pissed off, truly... lets go of their negative emotions surrounding that experience and, for lack of a better word, forgives.
See, it's hard. No, let's just take that let go of their negative emotions. If
yeah.
that's what forgiveness is, and I've heard that as a definition,
mm-hmm.
then it really doesn't involve the transgressor at all. It's all internal and it's all for your own benefit. Like, I'm angry at Alice for, you know, forgetting to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgive her, which means I release my anger. I'm no longer angry. But mm-hmm. Alice might not even know I forgave her.
Yeah, I don't think that's an essential element. Although sometimes the person, as an act of letting go of their negative emotions, tells the person who wronged them, I forgive you. But maybe it's not, maybe that's just part of the whole healing process.
So something cathartic about telling them that
yeah.
you forgave them.
Right.
Or hell, maybe it's not even cathartic. Maybe it's egoistic. In the bad way. Like, I'm above you.
Oh, I forgive you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm telling
it could
you
be that way.
I mean,
but is that true forgiveness? Because if you're...
It might not be. And I'm not saying everyone does that either.
Yeah.
I'm saying If the purpose of forgiveness is to
the
ease
porpoise.
if you forgive a porpoise, if the purpose of forgiveness
trying to maul you and rape you, right? Haven't people been raped by dolphins before?
What?
Yeah, it's a real thing. Like, they go swimming and... Never mind. We'll talk
raped
about this
by
later.
By dolphins. That's a whole new episode.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that later.
I
I'm sorry. I interrupted something very serious. And
if the purpose of forgiveness is to ease your own emotions, to ease yourself, then the reason, the only reason there would be to tell another person that you forgave them would be something external to that. Would be to show how superior you are, or how good you are, or...
Or to make sure that they know, so they don't feel bad about it. Right?
I don't know. Feel bad about what?
What they did. If they know that you're...
Upset.
You know, some people are not sociopaths, right? They might do something... Like, let's give an example, right? Let's say we had plans. I was supposed to pick you up, uh-huh. And I was a half hour late.
Okay.
And I said, Mike, I'm so sorry. I really hope you forgive me. I feel really bad about what I did, and I'm sincerely sorry. And you said, okay, Stephanie, well, I forgive you.
Okay, so there I'm telling you.
You're telling me because
it's
you
not
don't
to
want
be superficial.
Me to,
yeah.
You don't want me to continue to feel bad about what I did when clearly I'm sorry for it and clearly I...
Well, interestingly there, in that example, would I be forgiving... Would my forgiving you be doing me any benefit? Would it be clearing my emotions? I wasn't angry or anything, or maybe I was. I don't know.
Well, let's say you were angry.
Okay.
Let's say you, oh, I can't believe you forgot to pick me up. Now I missed my flight. And,
yeah, I suppose if I wasn't angry, then there wouldn't have been anything to forgive.
Yeah, I think that's true. Because then it's like, oh, well, it wasn't
it doesn't
a big
matter.
Deal.
Yeah, no,
nothing,
nothing to forgive.
Nothing
yeah.
to forgive.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. Do you think, have we defined it? I don't know.
I don't think
we really have defined it.
Yeah, we've defined
we've
it using forgive and the definition
examples.
Of forgiveness.
I think what you hit on before about forgiveness being a selfish act is basically true. Like, in a lot of circumstances, forgiveness does more good for the person who's doing the forgiving than the person who's being forgiven.
Right. I've said it before, hate only hurts the hater.
Exactly.
And so anger... at someone for, you know, their transgression is only going to eat up at you. I guess you might act on that anger and then in that action hurt them as well, but that's not helping anybody.
But some people will do something really bad to you and they won't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And so in that case, the only reason the only thing forgiving them would do would be to help you get rid of your negative feelings that are going to eat away at you inside.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. Now, then let's take that a little further, and we might have talked about this with apologies. Let's say you pick me up 30 minutes late and you ask for forgiveness and you seem sincere and I forgave you. And then it happened next week and next week and next week. Do I forgive you every time? What? And if so, what is the point of forgiving? Is it some like procedure for which I can just calm down?
I suppose it would help if you forgave me every time because you might forgive me by not being upset about it
right.
in your own mind. But you might say to me, okay, because you've done this so many times... I forgive you or whatever, but I'm not going to ask you for rides anymore because I don't trust you to be on time.
Okay.
You might kind of, in that way, I guess you're in, to use the cliche, you're forgiving but not forgetting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
that's interesting.
That behavior becomes part of my track record in your mind that I was always late 4 times to pick you up. And then you say, well, I don't want to depend on this person anymore. And so it's damaged our relationship, but yet you've forgiven me and you're not carrying around. You're not going to walk around all day tomorrow and say, oh, I can't believe Stephanie didn't pick me up. I'm so mad. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to kill her.
That's actually interesting because that it clarifies something in my mind. If that's the case, then I'm not really forgiving you for your actions. I am just calming myself down.
Yeah.
Because if I was... forgiving you for being late, then I wouldn't need to stop getting rides from you. I'd just forgive you every time.
Right.
And there's going to be some point at which, no, I don't want to have to keep forgiving her. I don't want to have her keep making me late. So I'll change our behavior. I will forget. But I still will have forgiven. I still would have calmed myself down over those issues.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think there's kind of two parts to forgiveness, right? There's what goes on inside your own mind, and then whatever you choose to communicate or not communicate to the transgressor.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Right? Because let's say, you know, you might, let's say someone you know was attacked, right? Let's say your family member was attacked by a mugger or something. You might forgive the mugger, I guess. But you probably wouldn't go and tell them, hey, it's okay, I forgive you. But unless that really helped you feel
right,
better
some
about
people
it.
Would. Like, I guess there I'm going to take the stereotypical example of a pacifist.
Yeah.
They might just, or a Christian perhaps, you know, a devout Christian, they might forgive everybody everything.
They might, but, I mean, just because, I think if you're really going to be, if you're going to think about it and carefully consider forgiveness, and you subscribe to that philosophy, like the Christian philosophy of forgiveness and forgive everything, then I think you have to almost take forgiveness to mean something that you do for yourself and not something that you do for your transgressor. Because there are certain things that... there are certain things that people can do. You don't want to become a doormat, right? Just because you're forgiving someone doesn't mean you're opening yourself up to be able to be transgressed against again.
Well, that's true, but I think that even someone who takes steps not to be a doormat, if they're continually walked upon, there are people who would still continually forgive.
Yeah, but I guess now we're just talking about semantics, though, because some people, yes, are doormats, but some people can... You can forgive a transgressor, but then you can take steps not to become a doormat. Like,
yeah.
You can
so
not associate.
Two different
issues. You don't associate with that person anymore.
Yeah.
Or you, like, I had an experience like that where somebody I know was like, just treated me really badly and was rude to me. And then later I bumped into him and he said, "I'm sorry, I apologize." And I said, "It's okay, I forgive you." And I did. I really forgave him. I don't care. I'm not mad at him anymore. But I didn't continue to associate with him after that.
Yeah, so far, to me, the only sensible definition is an internal one.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is for me. It helps me.
I think that definition makes sense. Forgiveness is for the forgiver.
Do you think that forgiveness in our society, in the cultural norm, is used differently than that? It seems...
I do. I think it is used differently.
Yeah, it's...
I think often...
Like you're giving them something by forgiving them.
Yeah. I do. I think some people think of it that way. But I think the real correct definition is that it's something for the person who's been hurt.
Huh. That's really,
like you
counterintuitive by the way that I'm just, you know, by the rote definition that's been implanted in me by growing up.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just, wow, it's just so backwards.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know, like, when I hear forgiveness in popular culture, it's usually in the context of, oh, my lover cheated on me. We were in an ostensibly monogamous relationship. My lover cheated on me, and now they want me back. Or they did something else, you know, rude, or something else that pissed me off. And now they want me back. Should I forgive them? And by forgiving them, I don't think it's accurate to use the word forgive.
Yeah. Should I...
Because forgiveness doesn't... What they mean in those references is that...
Like, ignore the transgression, not...
Right, is to... Do you take them back or not? Do you continue to be lovers? But they don't mean, should I let go of my hurt feelings and should I get over it?
Right.
Right? They mean, should I take that person back?
I wonder if forgiveness has two definitions or if another word would be better to recognize.
Functionally now, I guess it does, because it's used so often in that meaning.
As Ayn Rand would say, it's a stolen concept.
Yeah, a stolen concept. I think that's accurate. So, okay, why don't we talk about the most common instance that I just referred to where forgiveness is used in popular culture, where, you know, there are two people in a romantic relationship, one of them cheats on the other one. Should the person who was cheated on forgive?
Well, it's certainly contextual, but I don't know where you're going at. So,
what's the appropriate? Okay, let's say that, you know, Jane and Jack are in a relationship. Jane cheats on Jack. They're in a monogamous relationship, and Jane sleeps with someone else. And then she comes back to Jack and says, "Jack, I slept with someone else. I fucked up. I feel really bad about it, and I'm sorry. And I want you to forgive me. And I want you to take me back. And I want you to, you know, continue to be my boyfriend." What should Jack do?
Well...
It's a very generalized version of this example.
Yeah, but I can't even answer what Jack should do. I mean, how badly does he love her? How badly was he hurt by the cheating?
Well, yeah, those are all
things that
factor in, right.
I mean, is this the first time? Can he trust her that it won't happen again?
Right, is it the first time? Is he going to be able to let go of it? And he's,
right.
Is he going to be able to move
on? See, that's actually a good point, because some people think they'll be able to get over it. And they do forgive, and their own anger is quelled, and it happens again. Or let's say it doesn't even happen again,
no,
but
it
they,
pops
they
up.
Never got over it. And they,
you're right.
They bring it up in conversation.
They keep holding
it
over the person's head.
It haunts the relationship.
Right.
So that's...
Exactly.
That's false forgiveness, because they never succeeded.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly what I was getting at. Because
okay.
It's like, if you're transgressed against, and you say you forgive the other person, like, there's an appropriate period of mourning and maybe, to a certain extent, punishment for the person who did the transgression, but then after that, it should be over and done with. You shouldn't keep bringing it up and picking at those old wounds.
I mean, there may be a purpose in conversation to reflect upon that incident and talk about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, as an example or something, but right, as an issue, it should be gone
right.
once forgiveness has happened.
It should be resolved, yeah.
Yeah.
So forgiveness, I think, also is a way to resolve a
yeah.
conflict, right?
Yeah.
It's bringing the conflict to an end.
Or it should be, because I think so few people, including myself, use it that way.
Hmm.
I mean, how many people say, I forgive you for doing X, and then never talk about X again? No one.
Yeah,
how many people often later say, yeah, well, remember, you did X to me, so you
yeah.
owe me one, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes it's not easy to let go of your feelings, especially if you're sort of a vengeful or spiteful person, you know?
Okay, well, then let's... I mean, this might be self-answering, but is forgiveness a good thing, then? Since so few people do what we're defining as forgiveness, myself included, I'm not judging here.
Right.
Oh, is
it a
good thing to forgive?
Oh, I think we've all been guilty of stuff like that.
Well, I forgive you for being guilty of that.
Thank you, Mike. I think it's an ideal. The way that we've talked about it, I think it's an ideal to strive towards. Like, to be someone who can actually be gracious and really truly forgive your the people who hurt you or transgress against you. And that doesn't mean be a doormat. That doesn't mean allow yourself to be abused or to be hurt again in the same way. Like, you can take a lesson from someone hurting you and use that for your protection and say, okay, I'm going to avoid situations like this in the future, or
right.
I'm going to break up with this person, or I'm going to not have this
right.
friend anymore.
But still forgive.
But still forgive, because you're not going to be carrying around anger and hate about it in your own heart.
So in order for forgiveness as we've defined it to even work, you really have to separate your emotions over the transgression and everything else about it. Two different issues. What you feel about it is what you're forgiving. And then... your situation, your context, you're trying to avoid making it happen again or allowing it to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to decide whether or not you want to be with the person that transgressed. All those are separate from the actual forgiveness, right?
Right.
Wow. That is tough.
It's tough, yeah. But, I mean, just dealing with emotions are tough. When you feel that you've been hurt, there's this sense of, how could this person do that to me?
Yeah.
Like, how could anyone do that to another person? How is that possible? That's so mean. That's so hurtful. And you feel angry, you feel violated, you feel, you know, condescended, I guess, maybe. It's tough to put that aside and say, you know what, it's not a big deal. In the grand scheme of things, I'm fine, and I'm not going to be angry about this anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see. In that case, with this definition, which kind of works for me, I don't know if I'm even able to forgive. I'd have to really work on it. Fortunately, I can't. You know, I can't think of too many or any situations that I'd have something to forgive,
mm-hmm.
which is good in my life, but...
Yeah,
boy,
I have very few, too. That's why I cited that example, which was kind of a stupid example. I mean, it wasn't even a very big transgression.
Well,
which
that's
is,
what you think.
Well,
I'm the one you're late picking up.
Well, it wasn't that, but I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, and I don't know. I don't know where I was going. I completely lost my train of thought.
I distracted you for once.
Yes, you did. Well, you didn't interrupt me.
Oh.
I forgive you.
Oh, phew. So, actually, that would be something that I'd have to practice. I mean, there's been a number of things that about myself and my life that I've changed in the past couple years as I've learned and started practicing philosophies and principles of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this would have to be another one, that if a situation arises where someone wrongs me and I have a choice to forgive, I'm going to have to try and remember this definition and see if I can do it. Sounds really tough.
It feels good, though. I mean, if you can really deal with your feelings, I mean, it's okay to be angry about something for a while, but for a while, not
yeah.
forever.
Yeah. That's true.
It is okay to be angry. You know, say your neighbor snitches you out to the cops for some stupid thing, like you have your grass is too high or something like that, and then the cops come and, you know, try to hassle you about it. Well, you can be angry at your neighbor for that.
I would guess, evolutionarily speaking, there's a reason for anger.
Oh, sure, of course. It's kind of like a self-defense mechanism, too.
So there's probably a
you don't want to be angry for a while,
and then let go of the anger so it doesn't literally eat you up inside, i.e. ulcers.
Exactly. Well, ulcers are caused by a bacteria. They're not caused by stress.
Hold on. Oh, my bad. She's a doctor.
Not yet. But I forgive you for saying
that. Right. Oh, God. Is there any...
Yes, actually, there are physiological things that...
That's what I meant, then, those.
Yes. I mean, certain personality types are more likely to have heart attacks, any kind of heart disease, stroke, hypertension, high blood pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have those emotions of anger and hatred and, oh man, my blood is boiling, or just even just a chronic, I've been hurt, I've been wronged, why me kind of thing, you have levels of chemicals circulating in your body and neurotransmitters that raise your heart rate and that tense up your blood vessels, and everything is more tense, everything is more... You're more likely to have a heart attack. I mean, it's just not good for you.
Yeah,
All that chronic stress really wears on you. You get stress hormones that weaken your immune system. I mean, there's actual real physiological effects of feeling angry and hurt all the time.
So accept and own the anger and
revel in it for a little while.
Accept the benefits of it, which are probably the desire to separate yourself from the problem, etc. And then get over it. Then heal yourself, forgive, get rid of the anger. And then, as a separate issue, then resolve the actual issue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't deal with that person anymore. Talk to them to resolve the issue they had so it doesn't happen again. Whatever the case may be, it's like separate issues. Boy, that I hope I can do that.
You can. You definitely can. It may take some introspection and some work, but you can.
Do I need a license to introspect?
I don't know. The government might say you do, but I think no. I think you can do some unlicensed introspecting.
Wow, that's a hell of a lot of syllables. All right, anything else on forgiveness?
No, boy, that was a really serious topic. We did not make enough jokes about cocks and Don't you
I hope
agree?
Y'all forgive us for not cock joking.
Please, please forgive us.
Actually, forgive her. I never make cock jokes.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that's true.
I'd be a dick if I did.
Well,
thank you all for listening.
Yes, thank you. We're Pork Therapy. We didn't even say that.
Oh, my gosh. Who the hell are these people?
Who the hell are we? We don't know. We're having a crisis of identity.
And do you remember what our new slogan was?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay, well, then we don't have a new slogan
anymore. It probably
anymore.
Has something to do with a cock, no?
Okay, surely.
Probably. Okay. Well, you can make one up, listeners. You can send them to us.
Send us what you think our slogan should be. And actually, I was going to make a plea. So if you enjoy listening to us...
Please. If we beg you, will you do it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If you enjoy listening to us, it would help us if you went to, say, iTunes and gave us a positive review. If you went to our Facebook.porktherapy.com and became a fan.
Yeah, or if you suggest your friends become fans or something
like that.
You can spam your friends with us.
Yes. Or if you sent an email to Ian Freeman of Free Talk Live and let him know that you wouldn't mind listening to us on the Liberty Radio Network, that couldn't hurt.
Well, we weren't supposed to promote that yet. We know that Ian doesn't put shows on the Liberty Radio Network unless they've been in effect for 6 months. And so we're angling for that position. Maybe in the spring we'll still be making these shows in the spring.
But if Ian's had emails begging for us all up until the spring, it could only help.
Oh, could only help, I suppose. Oh, and it would also help if we weren't so boring.
Well, that could probably help. But that takes effort.
Yes,
that takes effort on our part. Effort on your part, that's fine.
All right, should we sign off?
Yeah.
All right, well, go to porktherapy.com if you want to hear us. And
you can also twitter.porktherapy.com to follow announcements of our new episodes.
Yes, thank you for finishing my
thought.
And
ask us your questions. How?
Oh, you can send them to questions@porktherapy.com. And that's P-O-R-C therapy with a C. Oh, and by the way, Mike just whispered something in my ear. Guess what? I'm going to whisper it in your ear. He's free tomorrow night. So send Mike an email at mike@porktherapy.com, and you can ask him out on a date. But get to him quick. Make sure you email him fast before his calendar fills up, because he gets a lot of emails from... from horny young ladies just waiting to take him out.
Although we should continue this joke every episode, if we ever switch it to you, I bet you'll actually get emails.
I don't know about that. I think I've already gone on dates with everybody in the Free State Project.
I forgive you for that, too.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Signing off. Yeah. We'll see you next time. Bye.